Hello everyone, today I would like to introduce you to the design of a tube amplifier. This is my second tube design. After the successful construction of a long wave tube radio receiver, link below, I decided to build a tube amplifier. As the budget for a tube amplifier was not too big, I decided to use what I had at hand, i.e., components from old Bambino turntables and ZK120 and ZK140 tape recorders. My assumption was to build a low-power stereo amplifier with a drive indicator. The circuit includes two ECL86 tubes and two EM84 Magic Eye tubes. For this, I used two Bambino output transformers and two mains transformers. I decided to make two separate monoblocks, i.e. completely separate mono amplifiers in one housing. I decided to make a PCB for the amplifier, just like before. I decided to make a PCB design in Eagle, and then improve the track layout in GIMP so that the PCB looks like the one from the AM radio to which I gave the link above. As I had not done a tube project using high anode voltages before, after thinking about it, I prepared a few PCBs. Two mono amplifier PCBs, two PCBs for the control indicator, anode voltage switching delay board, ready-made board design, audio input selector board, not designed yet, two anode voltage stabilizer plates, not designed yet, phono preamplifier board, ready-made board design. On the amplifier board, I designed a high voltage rectifier bridge, because so far the original selenium rectifier is used, one per channel, and an electrolytic capacitor from Bambino. I plan to put only lamps without transformers on the housing, and this electrolytic capacitor, actually two capacitors in one housing. However, transformers will be built in due to the high voltage present on them, therefore, for safety reasons. It is true that the design of the amplifier itself is already started, and the only thing left to do is make a housing for it. I will do it in spring or summer, depending on the weather, outside temperature. I plan to make the housing of wood, but I haven't thought about the details yet. Below I present photos of PCBs. The first board is the ECL86 amplifier. Description of the pins of the board. ZAS, power supply. Here we connect the power supply directly from the selenium rectifier. Plus, high power supply is on the left in the graphic, and on the right. TR, loudspeaker transformer. Connect the primary winding as shown in the diagram. It will be below. Heat, lamp incandescence. Connect alternating voltage directly from the 6.3-volt mains transformer. STAB, the output to which the electrolytic capacitor is currently connected to the housing. Connect in such a way that the outermost outputs go to the two pluses of the capacitor, and the middle one is a minus, i.e., the capacitor housing. Electrolytic capacitor used in turntables, the Bambino, has two capacitors in its housing. Hence, three outputs, two pluses and a minus on the housing. In the future, this screw connector will be used for a possible expansion of the amplifier with an anode voltage stabilizer. Then, the voltage stabilizer will be connected. Looking at the graphic, from the right, there will be the middle ground input and the left stabilized voltage output. When using such a stabilizer, it will be necessary to remove the 3.3K resistor, R9, SP, i.e., speaker connection. Connect the speaker there as well as the secondary winding of the speaker transformer. In, mono input of the amplifier. P, potentiometer for volume control. Ultimately, it will be replaced by a jumper, and the audio signal directly from the chinch inputs will go to the stereo potentiometer, and then to the mono amplifier inputs. The mono potentiometer on the board will be replaced by a jumper. The second PCB is the mod indicator. Description of the pins of the board. Heat, lamp incandescent. Connect AC voltage directly from the 6.3-volt mains transformer, together with ECL86 lamp incandescent, in parallel. In ZAS, power supply connector and feeding the input signal for the driver indicator. Looking at the graphic from